This is the opening market report on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America. I'm Dustin Huffman. We're on the phone right now with Jim McCormick of AgMarket.net. Jim, heading into Wednesday's trade, what are we looking at today?
We're looking at another volatile day. Markets were under pressure overnight, but then we saw a nice little rebound in a lot of this stuff. Corn and wheat actually closed the overnight trade in the plus. Beans still down, but off their lows, a lot of volatility. The story the last couple of days has been what's going on in Europe, specifically England. They've got a new prime minister. They made some economic policies that the world just didn't like. It cratered the British pound. Finally, the Bank of England blinked. They came in here and tried to intervene overnight. So that's added a lot of volatility onto the macro front. And then on kind of bringing it back down to more of the grain side of this situation, Dustin, Zelensky, the president of the Ukraine, kind of in his nightly comments made last night was that he thinks it's just a matter of time before Russia shuts down that grain corridor, which I think has given the wheat market a little bit of support today because the world is counting on that wheat coming out of Russia as well as corn to come out of Russia, out of Ukraine. But the Russia shutting that corridor down, that could force some demand maybe back to the United States, which is really what we need because right now we are the most expensive seller of corn, beans, and wheat on the world right now.
You know, and we were talking right before we went on the air, Jim, you know, between fast harvest pace right now and low river levels in the Mississippi, we're in our own hot water as we get going here throughout the fall.
Harvest is flying around, and I know that becomes almost a problem per se, group, because what happens is if we keep going too quick, these end users specifically like to kind of get a big chunk of corn and beans freshly gathered, process it, grind it, whatever they do, and then reload back up again. So storage could become a problem. And then on top of it, we've got a logistics issue that's really starting to really get the trade's attention, I believe. It's this dryness issue we're fighting all summer long is now leading to some very shallow rivers, especially on the Missouri River and then in the southern part of the Mississippi River.
I'm more under the podcast tab at iowaagnet.com. The market's next.
Wherever you find WorkSmart, you'll find producers saving money. WorkSmart is the innovative line of credit from Farm Credit Services of America. Along with its competitive interest rates and farmer-friendly terms, WorkSmart delivers interest savings, cash back dividends, and cash rewards, too. Add them all up and the savings can be significant. Terms apply. Visit FCSAmerica.com and see how much you can save. Or call 800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
December corn up 3/4 at 668.5. March up a penny at 673.75. November beans down 4.25 at 1403.75. January down 3.75 at 1410.25. That's the opening markets. I'm Dustin Huffman. Have a great day.